This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. I am here. I am back. Had my surgery on Thursday, and I'm back bigger than ever today on USA Radio Network. Feeling great. Feeling fantastic. Went back to the doctor for a checkup today. And the final bit of review of the surgery. Everything went perfect for my kidney stones. They're out of my body, and I am back to 90%. And my guess is the way I feel right now, I'll be back to 100% by tomorrow. So all is well. Back in the chair again. I had so many of you contact me to say prayers for me and to ask where I was and ask if I'd be back on Monday, and I'm back on Monday. And I just want to thank all of you for caring about me. Really appreciate how many hundreds of you sent emails and texts and social media posts on Facebook and Twitter and wishing me well and asking if I'd be back on Monday and hoping I'd be back on Monday because you're going through withdrawal, and I really appreciate that. Good people. Love my listeners, love my viewers, love my fans. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, when the doctor took a look at my kidney stones, he said they're both bigger than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brain. My stones are bigger than her brain. Not even close, than her pea-sized brain. Today's show, a lot of it will be about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because the woman is insane. And she's the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party. And maybe the best thing that ever happened to America, because her insanity will absolutely destroy the Democratic Party. We've got to make the entire 2020 election about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We've got to vilify her. We've got to destroy her. We've got to paint her as the evil communist that she is, the evil witch on a broom that she is, trying to introduce communism to this country, and the racist that she is, hates you if you're white, male, and straight. And she wants to bankrupt everyone. Let me tell you something, folks. This is the exact same type of person I met at Columbia University. Exact. When I went to Columbia, the kids I met were all rich kids. And by the way, she's no poor kid from the Bronx. She grew up in Yorktown Heights, Westchester County, New York, which is a rather wealthy, upper-middle-class bedroom community. She was born in the Bronx, but after that, she spent the rest of her life living a life of luxury. She's another rich, spoiled brat from Boston College. She's got nothing to do with poverty. She doesn't even live in the Bronx now. Can't even find her apartment in the Bronx. We'll talk about that in a minute. But her mail's been left for weeks at the same apartment. Her father died in that apartment. She took it over. She's never been seen again. Her neighbors don't know her. She doesn't collect mail there. That's the apartment she claimed as her address when she ran for United States Congress. Just another liberal fraud. Just another Manchurian candidate like Barack Obama, manufactured by the media with a nice smile. Pretty face, empty head, doesn't know a thing about what she's talking about. She's like a female version of Obama. And, of course, that's why you can't take her lightly, because Obama was elected president and re-elected president. A lot of cheating involved, but nonetheless, re-elected president. So you can never, ever assume the American public is too smart to understand what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. But the difference is that Obama looks like a conservative compared to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC. He looks like a conservative next to her. He was smart enough. I always said, read my books. I was smart enough to call Obama a Marxist, a communist, a socialist, but the most stealth communist you've ever met in history, who hides it all with a big smile and moderate talk and calls himself a moderate 24 hours a day. It's a total scam. He's a total communist. But he convinces you he's a moderate. It's not what he believes in, but it's what he talks about on the campaign trail. Moderate, moderate, moderate. And if you say moderate enough times, people start to believe it. Ocasio-Cortez is a nightmare for the Democratic Party because she isn't trying to sugarcoat or moderate or hide her communist views. She's admitting that she's a Marxist, socialist, communist, and her views will bankrupt America. And that's a problem for the Democratic Party. That's why Nancy Pelosi's running away. It's why Chuck Schumer's running away. It's why they're trying to redistrict her district in 2020 and make her go away. Before we get to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I want to talk about John Yoo, University of Cal Berkeley law professor, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States of America. He predicted on Monday that the upcoming Mueller report will likely clear President Trump of any violations of federal law. Yoo's analysis came during a larger conversation with Fox News about whether or not the report should be made public. Responding to Smith's question, he was talking to Sandra Smith, Fox News anchorwoman, about the report being released. Yoo expressed his hope that it would, would be released, while adding that whether the report legally has to be released is another question. I think Congressman Schiff's free to issue as many subpoenas as he likes, but I think he's mistaken if he thinks he understands Attorney General Bill Barr. Bill Barr is put there to defend the institution of the Justice Department, and the Justice Department doesn't have a legal obligation to release the Mueller report in public. But in any case, the point is that a very bright guy from Cal Berkeley says it will clear President Trump, and obviously that's about what's about to happen. Because Adam Schiff is already threatening to sue the DOJ over the Mueller report. Hasn't even been released yet. And Adam Schiff's already threatening to sue the DOJ. He's the new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, insists Mueller's report be released not only to Congress but to the public, even though the rules governing special counsels don't guarantee such a release. So he's threatening to sue. Obviously he's unhappy with what's in it. He can sue all he wants. Great day. Great day for me to come back today, because lots of great things happening today. Supreme Court rules on our side, says the vote of a dead progressive icon judge in the Ninth Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco does not count. He was the decisive vote in a California pay dispute about public employees, and he was dead. And they counted his vote, and the United States Supreme Court says you cannot count his vote. Good decision. Trump says a U.S. citizen who was held hostage in Yemen for 18 months has been freed. Another hostage coming home, Danny Burch. It's my honor today, Trump said, to announce Danny Burch, United States citizen who's been held hostage in Yemen for 18 months, has been recovered and reunited with his wife and children. So Trump doing a great job, everything that Obama could not do. Now to Ocasio-Cortez. Because the CBO, former CBO director, Congressional Budget Office director, his name is Douglas Holtz Eakin, and he's got tremendous credibility as being head of the CBO. And by the way, the only problem with the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, is they're always predicting too low. In other words, their problem is that they said Obamacare would cost whatever it was, say it was $1 trillion, and really it's going to cost $10 trillion. They're too low. They've got credibility much more than Democrats do. They'll tell you a little more realistically what something will cost, but it's still nowhere near the real dollars and cents. They always guess low. And he says the Green New Deal, Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, would cost $93 trillion. $93 trillion. So let's put it in perspective. Great article on the Internet. It would bankrupt the nation, according to a new study. American Action Forum found in a conservative estimate it would cost over $600,000 per household over a 10-year period. $600,000 per household. And then here's some more numbers to put it in perspective. The entire United States gross domestic product, the entire economy of the United States, was $20 trillion last year. The entire global economy, $75 billion. That's every dollar made in the entire world, made, produced in the entire world, was $75 trillion last year. The Green New Deal, if it was evenly distributed among America's 326 million people, would cost approximately $285,000 per person, $600,000 per household. If it was evenly distributed among the world's population of 7.5 billion, it would cost $12,400 for every man, woman, and child on Earth. If you were to convert $1 into 1 second, the Green New Deal would translate to a span of 2,790,000 years. If you were to convert $1 to 1 millimeter, the Green New Deal would translate into 93 million miles. You could circle the Earth 2,325 times. It's amazing how much a trillion is. This would cost $93 trillion. The Green New Deal would bankrupt the entire world. Thank you, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you mad woman, crazy, whacked out, communist witch. The Free Beacon reports that it includes a 10-year transition to exclusively low-carbon energy electricity grid, enough high-speed transit rail that air travel becomes unnecessary. It's hilarious. Sniveling in the background, I could hear. Guaranteeing everyone has a union job, everyone has family and medical leave, everyone has paid vacations, retirement security to all people in the United States, universal health care, guaranteed housing for every American, food security for every person in the United States. So the Free Beacon reports, green housing would cost between $1.6 trillion and $4.2 trillion. Federal jobs guarantee somewhere between $6.8 trillion and $44 trillion. A net zero emissions transportation system, somewhere between $1.3 trillion and $2.7 trillion. A low carbon electricity grid, $5.4 trillion. And food security, $1.5 billion. Insanity. On the upper end, every American household would have to pay $65,000 per year to foot the bill. The total price tag would be $93 trillion over 10 years, four times the value of every Fortune 500 company combined. It would skyrocket electric bills up to $3,800 a year. And the overall burden to taxpayers would roughly be $653,000 for each American household over a 10-year period. And by the way, she wasn't done yet. Ocasio-Cortez said people shouldn't reproduce due to climate change. No, the person that shouldn't reproduce is you, you moron communist witch. America would be much better off if you never reproduce, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One is enough. We'll get more into what she had to say in the next few moments when we get back. She predicts the end of the world if we don't pass the Green New Deal. She lives in an hysterical dream fantasy world like Jussie Smollett. Two of them should get married and have kids.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, back again. Great to be back with you.
Whoa, my mic moves around here. Great to be back with you. I mentioned, as we were going out, I mentioned some of the great things happening in the news today, and there were some great things, first of all. Trump is just great, and I hear that he's going to be cleared by Mueller, which is good news. Of course, Mueller will try his best to make it look like he's not clearing him, but it will be a clear, because there was no Russian collusion. And so the question is, are we now calling every Democrat who ever mentioned Russian collusion a conspiracy theorist? Because they love to call me a conspiracy theorist. Every time I ask a good question, I'm a conspiracy theorist. But Democrats ask all kinds of questions, and they're not conspiracy theorists. They make statements. But they continue to do the best job for us humanly possible. I was going over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her Green New Deal's best thing that ever happened to us. And I believe their desire to kill babies, even up until the moment of birth or even after the moment of birth, is good for us, too. There's a new article out in today's New York Post, the raging debate over late-term abortion. This is what I said on the air, right? How many times have I said in the last month that my views on abortion have been changed by the Democratic Party? I never considered an issue I even cared about. I was never for abortion. I could never have one myself. I could never pay for one. I could never demand someone in my life get an abortion. I do believe it's murder. But I just never could get excited about it because I care about money, economic issues. I care about taxes and regulations and Obamacare and climate change, and I want to fight all of those. So abortion was never anywhere in my top 100. It was like number 110 on a list of 1 to 100. But the Democratic Party has pushed me into the pro-life camp because now I see how disgusting they are, what murderers they are,
what mass murderers they are, how extreme they are, how they want to hurt little babies, little innocent babies, they pushed me into the pro-life camp. So it's not just me. It turns out it's everyone. The raging debate over late-term abortion sparked by new laws in New York and Virginia that sought to guarantee abortion rights has pushed more Americans into the pro-life camp, according to a new poll. Robert Carvalho, who directed the new Marist poll commissioned by the Knights of Columbus, a pro-life Catholic organization, said the numbers showed a dramatic shift in attitudes about abortion policy. The survey showed Americans now as likely to identify as pro-life as they are pro-choice, both at 47%. Okay, last month, they did the same survey on abortion, and people were 55-38 pro-choice. So what's happened in the last month has roiled people and sickened people and made them pro-life. In just 1 month, there's been a significant increase in the proportion of Americans who see themselves as pro-life and an equally notable decline in those who describe themselves as pro-choice. The Marist poll revealed 80% of Americans believe abortion should be limited to the first 3 months of pregnancy, a 15% increase since last month's poll. That's where I stand exactly. I don't necessarily want to end all abortion. I just think no one should ever get it beyond the first 3 months. 34% of Democrats identified as pro-life versus 61% or pro-choice. Last poll, the numbers are 20 versus 75. Americans under 45 at the biggest shift, 47%, saying they're pro-life, 48% pro-choice. In January, those numbers were 28% pro-life, 65% pro-choice. So dramatic, dramatic numbers after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's controversial comments about late-term abortion and the new measures in New York, Virginia, and many other states. And so, I told you so. I told you so. You guys are our best friends in the world. What you have done is move the dial so far towards Trump and conservatives and Republicans that we couldn't do it ourselves. Republican Party's a bunch of incompetent cowards. So I want to thank the Democratic Party because you did it for us. Thank you. And a new poll's out, America's perceptions of how the world views the United States is at a 16-year high. Thank you, President Trump. People are now getting it. 16 years. Well, guess what? That was 8 years of Obama disappeared. We jumped over Obama's 8 years like they didn't exist. Before we get to more about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I want to mention a little station identification. This is Wayne Alaruda. I'm back. Had surgery for kidney stones last Thursday. First real surgery in my life, first time in a hospital in my life, and I'm back. It was a miserable weekend, but I feel much better now, 90% better, and I'll be 100 by tomorrow. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. You can tell nothing has changed. I mean, my TV and radio persona are at 100%. SOB, son of a butcher, American-made, proud of it, only could find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station in Las Vegas, KBET, otherwise known as KBET, 790 Talk Now, and stationed all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham Resources has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out at FordhamResources.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says North Korea will have a chance to give up its nuclear weapons when he meets with Kim Jong-un later this week. With more on our top story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At the White House, the president told America's governors that North Korea could have a great financial future if it would just finish taking the steps to denuclearize.
We want denuclearization, and I think you'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during a trip to Bogota, Colombia, today. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics is reporting that the average ticket for domestic air travel was $343 in 2018. That's the lowest ticket prices have been since they were first tracked in 1995. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Fortum Resources is the sponsor of the show. I started to talk about them on the way out of the last segment. They are the main title sponsor in the Fortum Resources studio. They have the naming rights to my studio. And I'll give you a little more in-depth report on Fortum Resources. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, and that is, of course, Mark Bruner. 15 cents a share to $200 a share, and this is his new baby. Please visit Fordham Resources. That's FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out. All right, we've got Cheryl Chumley here from the Washington Times. She's the opinion editor for the Washington Times, the author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Great to be here.
Yeah, I spent the whole open of the show ragging on and raging on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, now that we know it's going to cost $93 trillion. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, but why don't you sum it up for us?
Well, I think you just did. It doesn't get much more ignorant than this Green New Deal. I mean, it's multi-trillion dollar fiasco that just, it's a socialist dream. And the fact that other Democrats in the party have actually signed on to it only underscores the fact that the party, the Democratic Party in general, has moved far to the left.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I saw an article today. I'm searching for it as we speak. I have so many articles, I can't get to them all. But Bernie Sanders announced a socialist revolution today. So, I mean, it isn't like we're making this stuff up. The Democratic Party has gone, you know, you've heard of full Monty. They've gone full commie. And there's no excusing it. There's no reason why anybody should try and soft sell it or backpedal or be subtle about it. They're a bunch of commies.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I are in total agreement on that. And probably you've seen this coming for as long as I have, that the Democrats have moved to the left, and even the Republican Party has moved a little bit to the left, where we haven't called things socialism that in fact have been socialist for years, but we're at the point in this country now where socialism is being openly talked about and openly embraced. And I just think of the founding fathers and the blood, sweat, and tears that went into forging this great nation of ours. And I think of what they would say. You know, this is at the point in this country where founding fathers would say, wake up, Americans, wake up, patriotic, freedom-loving Americans, and put a stop to this. Socialism in any form has no business being in America.
Well, again, you know, people seem to think, or at least Democrats seem to think, there's a big difference between socialism and communism. I've studied them, and socialism is communism. It's the same thing. I mean, socialism is the economic system of communism. Communism is the political system. So there's no big deal here. Cuba is a communist country, but they have a socialist economy and a socialist, monetary system. Same thing with Venezuela. Socialism is the way the economy works, but it's all part and parcel of a Marxist/communist country. So communism killed over 100 million people in the 20th century, 1900s. 100 million people were murdered by communists. How can anybody give you a straight face and say, I want America to be socialist or Marxist or communist? Don't you know that communism murders people?
I think part of the problem is that we have these pundits coming out on the media. And, you know, even on Fox News, I've heard them. They come out and they say, well, The socialism being talked about today isn't real socialism. It's a softer version. It's a European version. It's not the kind of socialism that leads to communism and that kills. But my whole point with that is that socialism to me is a mindset. It's an entitlement mindset that just drives a bitterness in, people's hearts, that they become jealous of what other people have. And that brings about this economic and political system that takes from those with to give to those without. And it's just a system that I don't care whether it's socialism or communism. I don't care what the scholars and the intellectuals call it. To me, it's one and the same. And it's all stemming from the same wicked roots.
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders did in fact call for a socialist revolution in America today. He ratcheted his campaign rhetoric this morning with an op-ed directly calling for a socialist revolution in the United States of America. I mean, it's hard to believe anybody would say that out loud, knowing what socialism did to Venezuela and what socialism did to Cuba and what socialism has done to everywhere it's ever been tried. It's just amazing to me. But he's calling for a socialist revolution. So, no, we're not crazy. And funny enough, Cheryl, I don't know if you saw the articles over the weekend in the New York Post, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's not just that she says crazy things. It's not just that she's proposing crazy things. It's that there is now doubt cast on where she actually lives. Does she actually live in the Bronx? The apartment that she claimed as the place she lives was her father's apartment until he died. She claimed it as her address when she ran for Congress, and now the people who live there say they've never seen her. She doesn't pick up the mail. The mail's piled up. She's not there. It's not her home. So nobody even knows where she lives.
Yeah, which, you know, it's a legal requirement for lawmakers to live in the district that elected them to be in office for. So, you know, if she, in fact, doesn't live there, that would be problematic for her. But speaking of booting her from office, I honestly think, going back to what you just said about Bernie Sanders and his call for a socialist revolution, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her open embrace of socialism, why are these people in office? You know, you have to take an oath to the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution, and nowhere in the Constitution does it allow for socialism. So right off the bat, their open embrace of socialism puts them at direct odds with doing their jobs, and I honestly don't see why American citizens don't call for these two to be booted from office.
Yeah, there was just an article I saw in, I think it was in The Blaze, and it was about Panera Bread. Had a program that's called Pay What You Want, a socialist program, and they opened stores all over the country called Panera Cares, where they allowed you to walk in if you were low income, and you were on the honor system. You have to say you're low income, and they don't check up on it, and you'd have to pay something based on, you want to leave a dollar, you want to leave $5, and they just closed the last of their pay-as-you-want restaurants all over the country because nobody paid. Of course they did.
I'm shocked.
Because socialists are freeloaders, man. They've always been freeloaders. They're not going to pay anything. You know who pays the freight in this country? Successful people pay for everything. And middle-class people. They're capitalists. They pay for everything. We pay all the taxes. None of the poor people pay any taxes. Last I checked, by the way, I think the top 20% pay 106% of America's taxes, because the bottom 20 pay like -4 because they're taking welfare and paying so little into the system, it's negative. So it's 106% of the taxes paid on the top 20. Nobody else pays anything. Interesting, right?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's something that, you know, these socialists in office, the Democrats, are allowed to get by with clamoring for more redistribution of wealth to the poverty-stricken because, or the lower income, because the media is on their side, and that's the sole reason. The public education system isn't teaching our next generation proper civics, proper history, proper economics, and the mainstream media is fueling that ignorance, which is why we are where we're at in America right now.
Yeah, they're all full of crap, because a good friend of mine, good friend of mine's daughter is a big shot in the Hollywood entertainment business, and she admitted to her mom the other day she's a socialist, which made her mom sick to her stomach, but she just moved into a brand new million-dollar house. So how could you be a socialist if you just moved into your brand new multi-million-dollar house and you've got two beautiful expensive cars in the driveway and your kids go to private school? And the answer is everyone in Hollywood's like that. They're all liars. They're all hypocrites. They all fly private jets, but they believe in climate change. They take limos to the Oscars, but they believe in climate change. I mean, it's all a big, giant joke. And, of course, they believe in equality and social justice and fairness, but their kids go to lily white private schools. They've never seen a black person in their entire lives. They're all full of crap. It's not in my backyard. They want you and I to be in a diverse society. Then how come they send their kids to all white private schools?
You know, that raises a really good point, and that's just another despicable part of socialism. It's just intertwined into the system. And it's just part of that leftist attitude that thinks, well, it's okay for us at the top, in the Democrat Party, in the left-leaning political world, to point out what you all peon Americans need to do. But since we're the ones that are smart and telling you how to live your lives, then that justifies us having special exceptions. It justifies us flying our private airplanes, having our mansions and so forth. And it's a hypocrisy. It just turns my stomach, Wayne.
Well, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't seem to live in her Bronx poor apartment. Her neighbors have never seen her. She doesn't come to collect the mail. She lives in a fancy $2,000 a month apartment in Washington, D.C. now. And she ran for office questioning whether Crowley, the guy who'd been in office for, was it, 25 years? She said he is not connected to the people of the Bronx. He doesn't really live in the Bronx. He lives in Washington. She's never even been in office. She's been in office for a week, you know, a couple weeks now. And she already lives in Washington, doesn't live in the Bronx. It's a joke. These people are a joke. Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil of D.C. Thanks for coming on, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, trying to shame the hypocrites and the communists out there. I told you, I went to Columbia University, and all the kids I went to school with were communists. And they hated America, and this is them updated today.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War Now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to mention a couple things to start this segment. Segment number four of hour number one. Number one, Charlie Gertz, otherwise known as Charlie G. He was my my board op when I was at KBET, 790 AM, for about a 3-month period. Charlie was the board op, and then I switched to going national on USA Radio, and everything changed. But Charlie was a great guy, and we got a call a little while ago from one of Charlie's relatives. Charlie died over the weekend. He passed away over the weekend. I just wanted to say how sorry I am if any of his relatives or friends are listening right now. Charlie G. was a great guy and a nice board op and a huge fan of the show. He was so disappointed when I switched to national radio and it wasn't going to be him in charge of my board anymore on the radio. And he listened to the show religiously every single day, texting me all the time, telling me, love that, love that, love that. Wayne, go get him, Wayne. I mean, he just was a great cheerleader. And he passed away over the weekend, so we're sorry about that, Charlie. And all your relatives and friends, we want you to know that you've got our sympathies and our condolences. Charlie G., good man. Tangible Investments is one of the sponsors of this radio show, and you're crazy if you don't understand the significance of gold, because the world is in a lot of economic trouble. I don't believe America is in that much economic trouble. I think we would have been. I think we would have gone under if we had gotten a third term of Obama. We'd gotten Hillary Clinton, who said out publicly, I'll be the third term of Obama. I think she would have left the gates of hell open and we would have been destroyed. But Trump, because he dramatically cut taxes for corporations, which created millions of jobs and created prosperity in a great stock market, and because he dramatically cut regulations, he saved us from a dramatic economic plunge. But the rest of the world has not done any of that. And so the world is awash in massive debt and all kinds of problems. America's awash in massive debt too, by the way. But at least we have a great economy and a great stock market and a soaring economy and lots of middle-class jobs, high-class, high-wage middle-class jobs. So I think America's probably okay, although it's going to be touch and go for a while. But the rest of the world's in big trouble. And if the world goes under, and if China goes under, of course, America would have problems there, too. That could change everything about the direction of America's economy. So you want to have wealth insurance, and gold and silver and precious metals are wealth insurance. And Tangible Investments is one of the good guys and the sponsor of the show. They signed the front of the check so you don't have to make sure our show goes on the air and you get it free. And they're willing to give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. If, in fact, you qualify, your qualified client has bought gold or silver in the past. Tangible wants to prove to you if you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they will show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. Just to show you where the world's going with liberals, how radical they are, how insane they are. Chicago's Cook County votes to dismantle their gang database because it's racist, because it's mostly blacks and Hispanics. Now, is this a racist statement about to make? If all the criminals in Chicago are black and Hispanic, and therefore all the gang members who commit those crimes are black and Hispanic, and therefore the database of criminals is black and Hispanic, how is that racist? How is that not just the truth? I'm not saying every criminal in America is black and Hispanic, but in Chicago they all are. Most of them are. So therefore, the gang members and the drug dealers and the drug distributors happen to be black and Hispanic. I'm sure there are towns in America where all the criminals are white, so the gang database would be white. How is it racist to state the truth? Officials in the Democratic stronghold of Chicago's Cook County, Illinois, voted on Thursday to completely dismantle their database of more than 25,000 known or suspected gang members, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. The reason is that the database is racist and inaccurate, according to opponents, as most of the people linked to gangs are black and Hispanic. Meanwhile, almost all the victims in Chicago and all the killers in Chicago are black males between the ages of 15 and 35, often with gang affiliations. It's amazing. The passage of this ordinance, says County Commissioner Alma Amaya, will be a major step forward for Cook County. It will serve as a national model because gang membership has become a form of criminalizing people of color, young people of color. That's what she said. Can you imagine how ignorant these people are? It's amazing. These Democrat, communist, liberal, progressive, socialist, Marxist losers. It's just amazing. An earlier draft of the ordinance would have required the sheriff's office to send written notifications to individuals on the database. Can you imagine? That language was removed amid concerns from the sheriff and some commissioners it could expose the county to lawsuits. So they were going to force you to say who's in the gang database. The earlier draft would have placed restrictions on gang affiliation data compiled by officials at the county jail. The sheriff's office would have been responsible for an annual report detailing the race, age, and gender of everyone who records a gang member, as well as reasons why. So I guess they passed something they think was slightly less radical, slightly less wacko, slightly less delusional, but it just gets rid of the whole gang database. Can you imagine being dumb enough to get rid of your gang database? And don't forget, in 2012, Mayor Rahm Emanuel dismantled the Chicago Police Department's anti-gang unit and reassigned the officers to beat patrols despite the murder rate spiking 40% over the previous year. This is what you get if you elect liberals, man. It doesn't matter if all the killers are black, you can't say it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.